This is the Mormon Mixed Faith Marriage Podcast with Certified Life Coach Brooke Booth, episode number 134. I've got my window open today because it's finally spring. Takes a sweet time in Michigan. So if you hear birds or whether wind chimes, that's okay. It's approved noise on this podcast today. We're going to talk about a pendulum today. I talk about pendulums a lot to my clients because I think they're kind of a natural way or a normal way that human progression happens. And what I mean by a pendulum is we kind of swing. We swing from one extreme to the other extreme until we settle into the middle. And I think actually swinging from one extreme to another helps us gather the data and information so we can actually make a decision on where we want to land, as so we can actually identify where the middle is. We kind of have to feel out the boundaries before we can settle into the middle. So a lot of times we judge ourselves and judge those people around us when they are swinging on a pendulum, when they are in the extreme regions, if you will. And I just want to offer that I think it's actually normal, natural, and necessary to go there so we know where the middle is, so we can find that place in the middle. Okay, I'm going to talk about a pendulum I see in my work with clients in mixed faith marriages. I see quite a bit of pendulum work. Again, I think it's normal. I think it's natural. I'm going to talk about one in particular that's harder to see. Some of them are pretty obvious. Like, it's obvious to see the ones like, you know, when you're really Orthodox in the LDS church, you have a faith transition and you swing to the other side. Those are the obvious ones. Okay. You're probably familiar with those. You see the pendulums that are obvious when you're intensely afraid of alcohol and then you're intensely curious about it. Okay. These are pendulums, really normal, natural things to help you sort of find where you want to be in the middle. Again, I'm going to talk about one that's not as common. And one side of this is what I call a vending machine, the vending machine marriage. And then where things are too strict, too like machine-like, too cut and dry, too demanding. And then the other side where it's too permissible, too flexible. Okay. Let's talk about the vending machine one, the demanding, inflexible one, and then we'll talk about the permissible one. A lot of people treat their relationships like a vending machine, and that's why I call it the vending machine marriage. What I mean is, like, when you go to a vending machine, you put in $1.50, you get out your Hershey's bar or your Snickers bar, right? Like, there is a very clear-cut transaction. You put something in, you get something very distinct and very specific back, and you know what that's going to be. It's like a one for one. If I do certain things in this relationship, I will get certain benefits in return. There's like a guarantee, an ROI kind of relationship. Here's some really common examples I'm sure you're familiar with. If I make the money, will you take care of the kids in the house? That's just a classic vending machine approach. If we get married in the temple, when we go to church, our kids will also go on missions and get married in the temple. That's actually a vending machine. It's like, there's this guarantee. If I do these things, these are my guaranteed results. This is what I mean by vending machine. If I always have a clean house and food ready, I'll be priority number one. I'll be taken care of. Vending machine. They shouldn't be sad or upset about my faith transition. Vending machine. And I call these vending machine approaches because relationships aren't that simple. They're not that cut and dry. They're not that black and white. When we expect people to be like machines, whether that's ourselves or others, we're robbing them of their humanity and their complexities. We want them to give us a clear ROI. And that's just not a thing. That's not how relationships work. Yes, please set minimum standards for yourself. Yes, please make requests. Yes, please set boundaries when that's appropriate. Totally do those things. And then after that, know that it's not as simple as you put in $1.50 and you get a Twix bar back. A lot of times when we have the vending machine approach, it means we get resentful because they're not following the rules, because they're not contributing in the right way, because they're not, you know, doing what was agreed upon, what we signed up for. Sometimes when we're stuck on that side of the pendulum, it can be helpful to realize that, like, people don't have to be perfect. People don't have to provide service or be helpful or say the right thing in the right way. Those are all perfectionistic approaches, because there's room in your marriage for some messiness, for some imperfection, for some humanness. Is there room for, like, when you, sometimes somebody's going to do a lot of things and the other person isn't going to be able to match their energy or their capacity for any number of reasons. Can there be some give and take where it's not always an equal 50-50 all of the time? Yes, in the large scheme of things, you want there to be a balanced sense of reciprocity, but it doesn't have to look like that in a 24-hour period or even in a one-month period. People go through phases and stuff and issues that they need to work through and process and deal with. And that's part of the messiness. Okay, let's talk about the other side of this pendulum. So the one side is this, like, vending machine where you treat somebody like a machine and not human enough, where there's too demanding, right? You're demanding guarantees or returns on your investment in the marriage in very specific, particular ways. The other side of this pendulum is being too permissive. Well, you're not setting boundaries. You're too permissive. And a lot of times this looks like you're not actually taking enough care of yourself. You're not demanding or asking enough of your partner, of your relationship. How I see this play out is when there's unkindness or dismissiveness or inequality, you just ignore it. It's just part of being in a relationship. You know, where there's abuse, or you're like, somebody is discounted, it's just part of living together. This is the too permissive other side of the pendulum. It may sound like, well, I was under a lot of stress. I had a lot going on. I can't always be perfect. You can't expect me to always be perfect is ironically sometimes how it sounds when we're swinging too far to the other side. There's no accountability or low accountability and low responsibility. And there's lots of excuses and lots of deflection. So excuses for the other's bad behavior may sound like, well, I can understand why they acted that way, or it makes sense they'd be upset by that. It's great to have compassion and understanding. I am a big fan of those things, but not where now it's permissive to be unkind or to discount and dismiss somebody else's experience or their feelings. You can have your own excuses too, and it may sound like, you know, your own excuses for your own bad behavior. It may sound like, well, I was really tired or work was really stressful. Just because you can understand, you know, something like maybe they really are tired, or maybe it, you know, you can understand why they're acting that way, it doesn't make it okay. And it doesn't make it not worth addressing. It's always worth addressing and bringing up. So here's some things to try instead. So if this is you and your own behavior, I'm sorry, I was wrong. Taking accountability, taking responsibility for that. If it's the other person who's showing up this way and they're too permissible in their own actions, you can say, it's not okay for you to treat me that way. I get that you're stressed. I get that there's a lot going on, but that doesn't make it okay for you to be unkind to me or to ignore me. So as I paint these two sides of the pendulum, there's the vending machine where things are too rigid, too strict, too demanding. And then there's over here where it's too permissible, where there's too many excuses, too much deflection or dismissing of unkind or poor behavior in the relationship. Where are you? Like, and know that as you swing from one to the other, that's sometimes the process of how we learn, like, you know what? I didn't like how I showed up there. I didn't like how I showed up there. I want to make some changes. I want to find a different way of being in this relationship, talking to the person I love, treating the person I love. I want to do something different. Sometimes as we go to the extremes, that's how we learn. Again, it doesn't mean it's like that we should ignore it. I think we should always address unkindness and point it out and call it out as like, this is not an acceptable way to treat me. But sometimes as we do go through those extremes, that's how we learn to find a place in the middle. So it's good to, from time to time, to take stock and see where you are. Because sometimes we get stuck. We get stuck in one extreme or the other for months, years, decades even. And when people spend years on one extreme, that can create the kind of harm in a relationship that cannot be repaired or is extremely difficult to repair. And so it can be helpful to just pause and take stock with yourself. Like, again, swinging on pendulums is fine and normal, but when you get stuck in them for a long period of time, that's when we need to start doing some work to wiggle out of that and move more towards the center. So let me just be really clear here. Pendulums are normal. We want to give people space and time to fill out the edges and decide where they want to be. But we don't want to get stuck on those sides. And no matter what, whenever there's unkindness, bad behavior, dismissiveness, diminishing, anything that is just not a way you would want to treat another human, it's always a good idea to call it out and to say, this is not okay, or to say, I'm so sorry. I was acting that way. I was wrong. Can you forgive me? I am learning and I'm adjusting and I'm adapting to find a better way of showing up in this relationship. A lot of times it just takes us being aware that we're on a pendulum, and giving ourselves the grace to work through the process is exactly what we need to be doing so we don't get stuck. A lot of times we only get stuck because we're not aware. We're just reacting and we're not aware and processing and acknowledging and working through what's in front of us. So if you're in a mixed faith marriage, if you're having a faith transition, this is an extremely great example of a situation that needs a lot of processing and care and attention, or it can easily become a situation where you get hung up on one extreme or the other. If you are looking for that kind of help, as always, I'm here to help. Go to brookboothcoaching.com and you will find out ways you can work with me. I have a wonderful course, home study at your own pace, where you can do this work and get the help you need to have the awareness so that you don't cause damage to your relationship that can take a great deal of work to repair. All right, wishing you the very best in your mixed faith marriage.